Stations, shows, and podcasts.
Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
Ah, how much fun was that, Kansas City? Royals win 10-1, head home after a 500 road trip. Boy, I'm feeling good. Happy Wednesday night, Kansas City. Oh, you got to be smiling after that one. If you're still locked in on this team, I know, 13 games into the season. We got a long ways to go. I can understand people checking in, checking out over the course of 162. If you're dialed into this one, boy, what a night we had. Beginning with the top of the lineup. I don't know how many times I've started off this show, started off the On Deck show, talking about the core four, the top four hitters, and this team's only going to go as far as Bobby, MJ, Vinny, and Salvi ultimately take them. Now, it's been tough over the first 2 weeks of the season, where it feels as if this offense, those four hitters, have let the team down, let the fan base down, let their rotation down, as the Royals starting pitching has been extraordinary to start the season. I don't know many people that saw that coming. It was my belief this team had a chance to compete so long as MJ, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi met or exceeded expectations. If they all had above average seasons, well then, that's the bare minimum. That's the standard. You got to have those four producing and producing at a consistent, producing on a consistent basis. It's the only way this team's going to succeed long term. I hope the pitching keeps it up, but I know the offense needs to keep it up. I know those top four hitters need to lead us throughout this summer. And tonight, Bobby, MJ, and Vinny. Okay, Salvi had an 0 for 3 punch outs, 0 for 5. Rough night for Salvi offensively. But you know what? If anybody deserves a free pass for a night, if anybody deserves his fellow hitters to turn to Salvi and say, Salvi, we got you tonight, big fella. If anybody deserves that message, it is the aforementioned Salvador Perez. Tonight, Bobby, MJ, and Vinny combined to go 6 for 13. They drive in 5 runs. Half of the team's season high 10 runs, courtesy of the trio. MJ, Bobby, and Vinny Pasquantino. 4 of those 5 runs driven in. 4 of them came with 2 outs. The Royals tonight, 6 for 12 with runners in scoring position, and the offense shines. And the starting pitching continues to shine. 6 2/3 innings of 1-run baseball, just 3 hits for Brad Keller. And this starting rotation has now lowered its ERA to 3.47. I understand the record is not what anyone would have signed up for. 4-9. Not ideal. Not the worst. Not the worst in the American League. Not the worst in your own division. But certainly nothing to boast about, a 4-9 record. But if you were to tell me that the rotation would be as good as it has over the first 13 games, man, I'll sign off on that right now. I would think the team would have more than 4 wins because I would expect the offense to produce right out of the gate. I would expect Bobby and MJ to hit the ground running. Now, neither one of them hit the ground running here in 2023. But thankfully, we got 149 games to play. Even if there is a slight regression from the rotation, the improvement from the offense should, hopefully, offset that. Now, we can't have a dramatic drop-off from these starting pitchers, but a slight regression. I don't expect this rotation to have one of the 5-6 best ERAs in baseball, and they do right now. The Royals' rotation, on average, is getting 5 2/3 innings from its rotation. I mean, this is a throwback right now. Again, 13 games, but this is a throwback to the 2013, 14, 15 Kansas City Royals, the type of length that you're getting from the starters. And Brad Keller tonight, much like what we saw in his last outing against the Giants, just in complete control. Cool, calm, collected, and oh so confident with all four pitches. Striking guys out with the sinker, with the fastball, with the curveball. I didn't see him put anybody away with a slider. But he used it. He's using all four, sometimes five pitches when you get the hard biting slider and the long sweeping slider. Five pitch mix for Brad Keller, who, as we've discussed, has been helped by experience, has been helped, in my opinion, by the pitch clock, and has been helped by the coaching staff, the new Royals coaching staff. I don't know if you guys read into body language the same way that I do. If you could read in between the lines what you were hearing from Jeremy Guthrie and Steve Stewart and Jake Eisenberg on the broadcast here on 610 Sports Radio. But if you've been watching Brad Keller over the past few years, Keller would start a game confident, and then a few things wouldn't go his way. His defense would boot one. There'd be a few C&I singles, and you would start to see this look of dread come over Brad Keller. Whether it was noticeable or just something that he exuded via his body language, there was an appearance of dread written all over the face or the body of Brad Keller. And I can understand why. Keep in mind, this guy made his big league debut on opening day 2018 for the Royals. So all he's known is Royals baseball starting in 2018. All he's known is losing baseball, bad defense, bad teams. So I understand the being afraid of what's around the corner. Haven't seen that look from Brad Keller this season. Haven't seen the, oh, here we go again. Going to lose again because that's what we do. Very confident. Again, I think a lot of it comes from his own experience now being in the big leagues for what is sixth season. But like Chris Bubich, I think a lot of it goes back to being inflated with confidence from this new coaching staff. Having his beliefs reinforced, having his self-doubt eliminated by having it explored by this coaching staff. Again, the phone lines are open for you. We haven't even talked about Nicky Lopez looking like the 2021, the World Baseball Classic, Nicky Lopez. The hustle from Franmil Reyes. Just a great night. Royals, season-high 10 runs, season-high 14 hits, season high four wins on the season, now 4-9 here in 2023. Again, phone lines are open. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Here's what I want to know from you on the text line via the phones. 13 games into the season, it's a very simple question. Are you more or less hopeful than you were on opening day? Now, it seems strange. Maybe it hits the ears odd at first. It's opening day. Hope springs eternal. We're going to win the World Series. 13 games in, you're five games under 500. How could anybody be more hopeful than they were when the team was 0-0 before the season started? Personally, I am. I am more hopeful. Now, we can dive into that and examine the word hopeful. Because are we talking hopeful in 2023? Okay, yeah, I don't know if the hope for the postseason this year, I don't know if that's really changed from game one now to game 13. But as we talk about the future of a Bobby Witt Jr., an MJ Melendez, the future of a Kyle Isbell, we talk about the future of this organization, the future of this coaching staff, There's a lot that has happened over the first 13 games that I didn't think. Not only did I not think they were going to happen, I didn't think they could happen. So maybe this is more of a reflection of me and my silly assumptions and my need to taste some humble pie. But I'll explain this further. I want to hear from you first. I find myself more hopeful 13 games into a season in which the team's 5 games below .500. I find myself more hopeful now than I was on opening day. How about you? 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. We'll head inside the Rose Clubhouse and get to your thoughts right after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Melendez rips it right center field and splits the gap down for a base hit. Olivares rounds third. He's in to score easily. Lopez around third. He's coming home and scores standing. And MJ Melendez is into second with a two-run double.
And that put the Royals ahead 3-1 in the second inning. They would go on to score seven more. Royals score 10 unanswered runs after falling behind in the first inning. 10 unanswered to win 10-1. Boy, that felt great. Jake Eisenberg on the call as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. And man, that was just a gigantic frame. Brad Keller gives up that first inning home run to Nathaniel Lowe. Just riding the fastball. Fastball after fastball after fastball. And finally, Lowe jumped the sixth fastball that he saw from Brad Keller, deposited it 430 feet over the right field wall. So the Rangers go on top 1-0. So top of the second inning, Keller just gave the Rangers the lead. Franmil Reyes, with one out, hits a dribbler up the third base line that the Rangers starting pitcher Nate Eovaldi tries to come off the mound and make the play. Franmil Reyes, you know the size of Franmil. The moment he made contact, he dropped the bat and was busting it down the line. Franmil reaches on an infield single, and after a Michael Massey strikeout, Edward Olivares reaches on what should have been an infield error. And just like that, now the Royals got to take advantage. He got an infield knock from the biggest human being in the world. You get a error, a gift base hit for Edward Olivares. So you got two on and two out. Down by one, runner in scoring position. We all know how much the Royals have struggled in these situations throughout this season. Now, last night, we saw improvement. But the Royals entered tonight dead last in the American League, hitting a .163 with runners in scoring position. But Nicky Lopez, the guy that hit .300 while playing shortstop every single day in 2021, the guy who was a RBI machine for Team Italy in World Baseball Classic play, that Nicky Lopez showed up there in the second inning and puts a beautiful swing on a 1-1 offering from Nate Eovaldi, singles it back to center for a two-out RBI single, ties this game up. I don't know about you, but I felt really comfortable with Nicky up there. Really liking the way he's handling the bat early on this season. Again, very reminiscent of the guy we saw two seasons ago. And on the very next pitch, as you just heard, MJ Melendez doubles to the right center field gap. Nicky comes around to score from first. High fives Edward Olivares, who beat him there. 3-1 Royals after the second. They would get another thanks to a solo bomb from Vinny Pasquantino to lead off the third. A two-out RBI single from MJ Melendez. A two-out RBI triple from Bobby Witt Jr. in the fourth. That makes it 6-1 Kansas City, and then a four-run seventh inning. I got to be honest with you, I felt bad for that Rangers reliever. Taylor Hearn, boy, you're mad. Bruce Bochy was just going to leave you out there, hanging you out to dry right there. Now, I understand why he did it. The game was over. But Franmil and Michael Massey and Edward Olivares combined to drive in those final four runs in that seventh inning. Just a terrific night all around. The offense, understandably so, is going to garner a lion's share of the conversation tomorrow. Tomorrow morning on Fesco in the Morning, Cody and Gold, and of course, C-Dot on the drive. Yeah, everyone's going to want to talk about the offense. And I bet you there's nobody happier about that than Brad Keller, who improves to 2-1, and for the 29th time in his career, he gives the Royals at least six innings of one-run baseball or better. 29th time he's done that. Nobody else in a Royals uniform is close since Keller broke in 2018. I think the closest, yeah, Danny Duffy did it 22 times. Brady Singer's done it 19, but Brad Keller, 6 2/3 innings of one-run baseball. He allows three hits, walks one, strikes out seven. Royals win 10-1. They're now 4-9 on the season. Let's head to the phone lines. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. That's also the text line number. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Matt in Shawnee. Matt, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Vern. I appreciate you for having me on. I would just like to say, hey, bad Brad, man, coming through when we needed him most. I've been saying it for a couple days. We've had a slow start to start the season, but hey, we have a chance to show the entire Major League Baseball what this team has this weekend.
Matt,
I think one of the best teams.
Yeah, I apologize. I want to ask you a question, and I had to cut you off. I didn't have to. I apologize for doing it, but you're making a great point. Yeah, coming home to take on the Braves. My question is, do you find yourself more or less hopeful about this team than you were on opening day? And Matt's gone. So my big mouth not only cut him off, but knocked him off the air. All right, Matt, boy, I hope you call again. Terrible job by me. Man, everyone is performing well tonight, except for me. My apologies, Matt. Well, let's stay in Shawnee. Let's talk with Big T. Big T, you're used to my big mouth, so you go ahead, man.
That's all right, Vern. You do a great job, man. Hey, Vern, that's wild that your call tonight or your theme tonight is about hope, because I feel more hope, Vern. And this is why. Great job by the guys tonight. A win is a win. It's number four. The boys in blue got a road split, so that's 500 on the road, so that's positive. But here's some reason for hope, Vern, and more victories that are coming down the pike in the future, everybody. And the name is Chris Bubich and Brad Keller. We know it's Singer. We got Greinke. Jordan Lyles is an inning eater. But, baby, look at Big Brad, baby Brad Keller tonight. And Bluebitch, that's reason for hope. And those guys are pitching their asses off. Way to go. The bullpen had a rough go the other night, but you're right. Barlow's the guy. And then I want to parlay what you've been talking. The big four, those guys are starting to get on a roll. Now, Sally won tonight. That's going to happen. But we know what we're going to get from him. And then you talk about that group, Massey, Olivares, Eaton, Mickey, Reyes, Duffy. If we get just a couple of those guys to do something, along with these guys getting hot. And, Vern, I like Melendez 1 and Mickey 9. But man, let's talk about this. SNL, baby. He's got the second on-base percentage behind Vinny. I'm going to leave you with a question, Vern. I would like to see them have Mickey lead off and extend that lineup a little bit more. Let's go out and get Atlanta, and as always, let's go Royals. Choo-choo! Choo-choo-choo!
Big T, thanks for the phone call. We're certainly not going to sit here and say anything negative about Nicky Lopez, who not only allowed everyone to exhale with that two-out RBI single in the second inning, but also started the next rally in the fourth inning. Yeah, I mentioned MJ and Bobby coming through with two-out RBI knocks. The only reason they were able to do that is because Nicky Lopez, with two outs and nobody on in that fourth inning, Royals up 4-1. Nicky Lopez hits an opposite field line drive just inside the left field foul line and busts it out of the box, has a great read of the Rangers left fielder's play of his line drive, drops it into gear, and gives the team a two-out hustle double. Comes around to score on MJ's single to right, and MJ comes around to score on Bobby Witt Jr.'s opposite field triple. But no, I would not put Nicky Lopez. I love Nicky Lopez as a nine hitter. I want my big four to have the most at bats. I want MJ, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi to hit in the top four of the lineup every time they're playing. That's what I want. Now, I'm not going to freak out on days against tough lefties, as we saw earlier this season when Matt Cotrero puts, you know, Vinny down in the sixth spot. I think we saw that once. Speaking of Matt Cotrero, let's hear what the Royals manager had to say after this 10-1 victory in Texas, wrapping up a 3-3 road trip, a very successful, a very eventful road trip for Matt Cotrero. Keep in mind, he missed the first three. He missed the series victory in San Francisco, shows up in Arlington, wins the finale 10-1. This audio courtesy of Bally Sports Kansas City. Let's hear what Q had to say following the win.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something I think the guys were kind of focused on, having, you know, you don't know how the game's going to turn out, but there was talk of, you know, finish up strong. You know, it's still a 500 trip. So, yeah, that was something really positive to end on.
And your offense, too, breaking out after some we've talked so much about their approach and their process.
Yeah, and Nate's tough. And, you know, you saw early on when he has that split going, he can get some bad swings and misses, and then to kind of refocus and hit the mistakes was really big. And then to keep adding on that, the inning that we added the four there in the seventh, top of the seventh, that was really big for a lot of reasons. And to get Brad to go back out for the seventh there was really big as well.
What did you think of Brad tonight?
And he was sharp, you know, and I think after the first inning might have been 20-plus pitches, and then every inning after that was really efficient, 13, 12, 14 pitches. So, and the breaking ball was outstanding, and you could tell even when he was pulling the fastball a little bit, he just got back in the count with the breaking ball and got bad swings.
He's had three strong, solid to strong starts. When you have a slow start overall, how important is that to have a guy kind of get out there and do that?
A slow start for the team. Yeah, I mean, Brad's been solid, you know, right from the start of spring training. You know, he had a couple outings where he gave up some runs, but that wasn't indicative of how he's thrown the ball. So to see what he's carried into the regular season is really impressive.
Talk about the importance of the balanced lineup tonight. Everybody had a hit except for South Gordon.
I mean, for sure. I mean, the more pressure, the more times the guys at the bottom of the order get on and turn the order over for the guys at the top, you know, that's always a plus. And, you know, some of those hits were big with two outs, too, to get runs on the board, two outs, runners in scoring position. And so all around, it was a positive night for the offense.
Bobby had a really big series. What did you see from him this series and then specifically just tonight, too?
Well, tonight, the hit in the first inning I liked a lot. You know, he hit that ball hard right back through the middle. I liked the fact that he used the whole field. He hit a ball down the right field line, hit that ball hard. Overall, just for the series in totality, I think he's just starting to feel like he's got some timing, he's got some rhythm. The stolen bases, he's using his athleticism. So the things that we know he can do, he put on display these three games.
What can his speed do for you guys when he gets on base?
It's disruptive. I mean, you know, there's going to be some times this year where he beats out routine ground balls. I mean, he's down there. I haven't looked at the times, but those plays are a lot closer than they should be when he hits a ground ball. He's going to score some runs single-handedly for us.
That's Royals manager Matt Cotrero, who matches his bench coach Paul Hoover in victories this season, each of them leading this club to a pair of wins so far. Talking about Bobby Witt Jr. there at the end, this note courtesy of Dave Holtzman of Bally Sports Kansas City. Bobby Witt Jr. becomes the youngest player in franchise history with a three-hit, three-stolen base game and becomes the youngest player in 14 years to do it on any team. Got to go back to Elvis Andrus for the Rangers back in 2009. Hey, is this right? Matt and Shawnee dialed us back Matt, again, my apology, man. The floor is yours.
No, it's completely fine. You're good. But I was just going to say I wanted to answer your question whenever you're ready for that, though.
The show now belongs to you after my big mouth ruined it.
Cool. I just think it's very important for the boys in blue to really start strong, and we got the ace on the mound on Friday to maybe put together the scariest team in Major League Baseball right now. If they can take two of three or sweep them, I know that's a lot to ask, but they can really punch their ticket and stamp themselves as, hey, we're here, and we can play with the big dogs.
Right.
And I think, yeah, it's sustainable, and I do think that if the offense just keeps the line moving, I'm going to steal the saying from back in the days, but if they can just keep it moving, who's to say what this offense can do? So thanks, Vern. I appreciate you taking the call again.
Yeah, no problem, Matt. Thanks for dialing us up. Hope to continue to hear from you all season long. Great point about Singer being on the hill. How nice is this? Now twice this season, Brady Singer climbs the hill without the burden of a losing streak on his back. Again, I had the statistic earlier in the season that 20 of Brady Singer's last 25 starts have come following a Royals loss. More than half, multiple losses. Brady Singer always trying to snap a skid. That hasn't been the case this season. And Matt, you called him the ace of the staff. No doubt that's what he is. And he's going up against a cagey vet in Charlie Morton on Friday. 7:10 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air live from Kraft and Draft at the K, beginning at 6 o'clock. Yeah, it's all kind of building to Friday's game. Just maybe the best offense in Major League Baseball. Going up against Brady Singer, and you mentioned a sweep or taking two of three. You know, my question for the night is, do you find yourself more or less hopeful 13 games into the season than you were on opening day? And I say more hopeful because as I look at this pitching matchup this weekend, I see Brady Singer on Friday, Chris Bubich Saturday afternoon, and Zach Greinke Sunday afternoon. The confidence I have in that trio, I did not have that same confidence on opening day in that trio. My confidence in this offense has been unwavering. It's been frustrating to watch over the first 13 games, but in no way am I bailing on MJ or Bobby or Vinny or Salvi when they were going through a rough patch. But the fact that I find myself believing in this coaching staff, unlike I've really ever believed in a coaching staff, because everything that they came into camp saying, these are our missions, this is our focus, this is where we need to get better, in all of those categories, they're improving. It's not just big talk. Right? All coaches, all executives step into their new job and, you know, here's what I'm going to do. Here's how I'm going to set people straight. Here's what I demand. Here's our standard. And then they don't live up to it. What these coaches came to Kansas City claiming or hoping to fix, 2 weeks in, the numbers say things are heading in the direction of being fixed. The fact that I find myself so hopeful with this rotation, that alone is the reason why I confidently say, yes, I am more hopeful about this team than I was on opening day. And I know they're 4-9. We all understand that. That's why I think it's an interesting question because, I've been one that has said all that matters are wins and losses. This is a professional baseball team. We don't need to treat them like some plucky college or our local high school team that we all need to get behind and support. No, I I think you should demand wins. You shouldn't have to settle for evaluation seasons and, well, it's a growing process and all that. I'm not saying you need to celebrate a 4-9 record, but personally, I'm celebrating the profits that I think this organization has already seen from the coaching hires and the noticeable improvement with Brad Keller, Chris Bubich. Pair them up with the already studly Brady Singer, the future Hall of Famer Zach Greinke, and the innings-eating Jordan Lyles. I'll go to battle with that 1-5. That's why I'm hopeful. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. That's 913-586-7610. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're on the postgame show as the Royals win 10-1.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, great night by the offense, MJ, with the three RBIs, Vinny going deep, and everybody pitching in. Yeah, always Salvi. That's okay. Salvi had a off night, but, you know, that's the way teams do, you know, pick up each other. And how about Keller? Yeah, 7 innings of 3 hit was 7 strikeouts. I'll take that bullpen. Great, good bounce back with Ryan Yarbrough. I'd like to say, Josh, I'm more confident. I don't know. I'll get your thoughts on this. I said 88 wins. Is that confidence or is that overconfidence? I'll let you decide on that. Let's take care of the Braves. Let's go. Singer, take care of yourself, Josh.
All right, Dan, thanks for the phone call. Is 88 wins just confidence or is it overconfidence? Last year, they went, 74 and 97? That doesn't equal 162. I know they lost 97 games, so what, 65? That'd be a 23-game improvement? Yeah, maybe that's overconfidence, but I'm not trying to snuff that out right now. Keep it going. Why not? It is possible. We have seen crazier things happen, right? I'm not saying it's going to or expect it to happen. But there's nothing that we've seen over the first 13 games should lead you to diving off the bandwagon or ripping up that ticket if you play some sort of a bet on the Royals to win 88 games. In fact, for as unlikely as that bet was, again, I would feel better about it today than I did when I made it. Because a bad record, 4-9, no doubt. But your record is bad because your, in my opinion, strongest facet has disappointed early on. And the aspects of your team, personally, that you weren't expecting much from have been terrific. The rotation has been terrific. The defense has been much better than I thought it was going to be. So while I wait for the offense to drop it into gear and perform like the collection of bats I expect them to be, the rotation, the bullpen, the defense, building confidence, and when that offense catches up, yeah, you never know. You never know what this summer could hold. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. That's also the text line number. Here's what Bobby Witt Jr. had to say to Joel Goldberg after the game on the field on Bally Sports Kansas City about getting to a good pitcher like Nate Eovaldi and doing so after just a heartbreaker, just a 10-inning heartbreaker the night before.
Yeah, it just shows you what this team can do. It's we're one click away, and then just when we're firing at all cylinders, just we can have a lot of fun. So hopefully we keep just building off that. It's just a great team win. Just keep going.
Bobby Witt Jr. goes 3-for-5, drives in a run, scores a run. Bobby with his first 3-hit game of the season and his first 3-stolen base game of his career. Bobby rips a bag in the first and a pair in the seventh. Royals win 10-1. We'll take a dive into that text line. Get them in right now. Text line number 913-586-7610. We'll dive into the text line, get back to your phone calls, head back inside that clubhouse. Hey, we're not done. The Royals scored 10 runs. They had 14 hits. Can we enjoy it, please? 913-586-7610. Quick timeout. We're back with more after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Pasquantino hits it high in the air, right field, fairly deep. Garcia back on the track, turns around, so long! Vinny Pasquantino hits a solo home run.
Second of the season, put the Royals up 4-1 in the third inning. They would go on to win 10-1. 10 runs, 14 hits, both season highs. Royals now 4-9 on the young season. Vinny Pasquantino has reached base safely in each of his last nine starts. He's hitting .367 over those nine games with an OPS north of 1,200. Vinny 1-for-3 tonight. The solo bomb in the third, and he drew a walk in the seventh and would come around to score on Michael Massey's one-out, two-run single. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Let's head to Platte City. Talk with Nathan. You're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Nathan, thanks for the phone call.
Hey, Josh, thanks for taking my call. Listen, first and foremost, I want to thank you for doing the magical tap-toe dance around our franchise for the past at least 6 years. You've done a great job of reporting and trying to remain, you know, fair and balanced around our team, taking phone calls and somewhat rough criticism from our fans. I'm sure that's got to be tough. But look, let's stick to the topic at hand. This series against the Rangers was huge, right? So the first night, we get creamed. Fine. They come back and fight harder than I've seen a Royals team fight in a long time and almost take it. Like, they got their guts ripped out last night. And then tonight, they came back and said, no, we're done. I love it. I haven't seen this kind of fight in our Royals in several years, and I think there's a lot to be hopeful for. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree, and it sounds like we're like-minded in the overriding question, the question I pose to all Royals fans following this 10-1 win, and that is, do you find yourself more or less hopeful than you were on opening day?
Far more hopeful, absolutely.
And isn't that crazy? Even though they're 4-9, I'm with you because of what the pitching's doing and because of that fight that you talk about.
Absolutely. The pitching has been phenomenal, and everybody keeps overlooking that. Like, guys, all we got to wait for is the bats to come around. And guess what? Tonight they came around, and we should be hopeful.
No question. Nathan, thanks for the phone call. Hope to hear from you more as the season progresses.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you. And I can tell you this from being inside the clubhouse – most games, even when MJ or Bobby or Vinny or, you know, right now Salvi went 0-for-5, these guys aren't questioning themselves. I mean, that certainly has happened in the past for all of them. Okay, Salvi's past all of that. We know that Salvi's fine. He's going to be fine. Rough night tonight, but he's your captain. And his approach offensively in the clubhouse, his energy, obviously Salvador Perez is a terrific leader. But when your top three hitters, all young, right, big league young, only one of them has played a full season in the show, that being Bobby Witt Jr., when they scuffle, I know I've laid a loss at the feet of MJ and Bobby this season. Their inability to come through at the dish. I've blamed a loss on them. And yet, they show up the next day just as energetic, just as eager, just as confident that today's the day I break out of it. Teammates pick up on that. That's one of the many reasons, why I was never worried about their ability to come out of it. I was just disappointed in their need to come out of it, to once again start the season slow. I thought the World Baseball Classic would help alleviate that issue that we saw from both of them a season ago. But MJ Melendez, Bobby Witt Jr., these guys have stardom in their DNA. You hear them talk about their big league debut and how they expected to be nervous, and neither one of them were. You talk to Bobby Witt Jr. about the World Baseball Classic, and when he came in that gold medal game to be a pinch runner, he said it all felt very natural. Wasn't nervous, was just ready to steal a base. And then Vinny Pasquantino, who is as natural in front of a microphone, is very Hosmer-like in his ability to connect with teammates, to form, even if it's not a true let's go hang out type of bond, has a real knack about him as far as creating that artificial, superficial relationship with coworkers, with teammates. Hosmer, Kendrys Morales, two of the best I saw at extending that olive branch to all 25 guys inside the clubhouse. Vinny's confidence, his way with words, his willingness to say, cameras, microphones, I got it. You don't need to talk to Bobby. He's not always the most comfortable with it. You don't need to talk to him. I'll answer your questions and give you a great quote. The confidence of MJ, the superstardom in the DNA of Bobby Witt Jr., the ease, the confidence, the self-assurance of Vinny Pasquantino, but also the humility that Vinny possesses. Those are the reasons why I was never concerned about them, about those hitters. Now, there's a lot more needed for the offense to become truly the type of powerful facet we need them to be. Bobby, MJ, Vinny, Salvi, they must be above average. And then you're going to need a few surprises. But early on this season, Kyle Isbell's been a nice surprise. Nicky Lopez, liking the way he's swinging the bat. Edward Olivares is always ready to do damage. And how about not just the two hits from Franmil Reyes, who now has back-to-back multi-hit games, but how about the hustle? I told you about the infield knock that he got in the second inning. I didn't really highlight the fact that he scored from second base on MJ's double to center. Franmil Reyes busting it tonight. Love to see the hustle from the big fella. Nicky Lopez, as I mentioned, his first multi-hit game of the season. Royals win 10-1. Let's go to Double J. You're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Vern? Hey, what a great series. Went 500. Hey, we'll take that, man. How about Brad Keller tonight, baby? Big Brad Keller pitched a really solid game tonight. And how about this offense finally breaking out, scoring 10 runs? You got to love it. And I'm more hopeful now than I was opening day. And I tell you what, hopefully this is something that can carry us forward. Give the offense confidence. I mean, Vinny, stay hot, baby. MJ, the sky's the limit. The sky can be the limit for all these guys. And I'm pumped. Big series coming up. And let's go get the Braves this weekend, boys.
I like it. I like it, Double J. Yeah, MJ Melendez becomes the second Royal with a 3 RBI night. He drives in 2 with the double in the second inning and another with a single in the fourth. All 3 of those runs driven in with 2 outs. Also, did you guys notice MJ Melendez and Vinny and Bobby, Nicky, them all kind of flashing the peace sign to the dugout? I got to get to the bottom of that. It's like a low-key little peace sign that they're flashing. I don't know if that's... either way, it's good. I'm always pro inside joke, inside hand signal, anything that brings the group closer together, makes it more of a us versus everyone else. Love that mentality. 913-586-7610. Let's run through a few of these text messages. Text message, phone number, it's all the same. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Asking you, do you find yourself more or less hopeful than you were on opening day. 13 games into the season, 5 games below 500. It's odd, but I find myself more hopeful than I was on opening day. From the 6-2-0, Vern, I'm more hopeful, at least for tonight. Okay. From the 9-1-3, some love for Nicky Lopez. Rally Mantis giving love to Brad Keller, says he'll see everyone at Kauffman Stadium to watch Brady Singer on Friday. From Joey in Grain Valley, he's wondering about Drew Waters, when we're going to see him back. Hopefully in about a month. Hopefully mid-May, but certainly by the beginning of June. Thanks for listening, Joey. Scott in Phoenix writes in, good game tonight. 4-9 is always better than 3-10. Third, Brad Keller was good, and the offense finally woke up. Now, instead of asking Singer to stop the bleeding, we hope he can continue the winning trend. Signed, Scott in Phoenix. Yeah, with...
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Pasquantino hits it high in the air, right field, fairly deep. Garcia back on the track, turns around, so long! Vinny Pasquantino hits a solo home run.
Second of the season, put the Royals up 4-1 in the third inning. They would go on to win 10-1. 10 runs, 14 hits, both season highs. Royals now 4-9 on the young season. Vinny Pasquantino has reached base safely in each of his last 9 starts. He's hitting 367 over those 9 games with an OPS north of 1,200. Vinny 1-for-3 tonight. The solo bomb in the third. And he drew a walk in the 7th and would come around to score on Michael Massey's 1-out, 2-run single. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Let's head to Platte City. Talk with Nathan. You're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Nathan, thanks for the phone call.
Hey, Josh, thanks for taking my call. Listen, first and foremost, I want to thank you for doing the magical tap-toe dance around our franchise for the past at least 6 years. You've done a great job of reporting and trying to remain, you know, fair and balanced around our team, taking phone calls and somewhat rough criticism from our fans. I'm sure that's got to be tough. But look, let's stick to the topic at hand. This series against the Rangers was huge, right? So the first night, we get creamed. Fine. They come back and fight harder than I've seen a Royals team fight in a long time and almost take it. Like, they got their guts ripped out last night. And then tonight, they came back and said, no, we're done. I love it. I haven't seen this kind of fight in our Royals in several years, and I think there's a lot to be hopeful for. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree, and it sounds like we're like-minded in the overriding question, the question I pose to all Royals fans following this 10-1 win, and that is, do you find yourself more or less hopeful than you were on opening day?
Far more hopeful, absolutely.
And isn't that crazy? Even though they're 4-9, I'm with you because of what the pitching's doing and because of that fight that you talk about.
Absolutely. The pitching has been phenomenal, and everybody keeps overlooking that. Like, guys, all we got to wait for is the bats to come around. And guess what? Tonight they came around, and we should be hopeful.
No question. Nathan, thanks for the phone call. Hope to hear from you more as the season progresses.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you. And I can tell you this from being inside the clubhouse – most games, even when MJ or Bobby or Vinny or, you know, right now Salvi went 0-for-5, these guys aren't questioning themselves. I mean, that certainly has happened in the past for all of them. Okay, Salvi's past all of that. We know that Salvi's fine. He's going to be fine. Rough night tonight, but he's your captain. And his approach offensively in the clubhouse, his energy, obviously Salvador Perez is a terrific leader. But when your top three hitters, all young, right, big league young, Only one of them has played a full season in the show, that being Bobby Witt Jr. When they scuffle, when they... I know I've laid a loss at the feet of MJ and Bobby this season. Their inability to come through at the dish. I've blamed a loss on them. And yet, they show up the next day just as energetic, just as eager, just as confident that today's the day I break out of it. Teammates pick up on that. That's one of the many reasons, why I was never worried about their ability to come out of it. I was just disappointed in their need to come out of it, to once again start the season slow. I thought the World Baseball Classic would help alleviate that issue that we saw from both of them a season ago. But MJ Melendez, Bobby Witt Jr., these guys have stardom in their DNA. You hear them talk about their big league debut and how they expected to be nervous and neither one of them were. You talk to Bobby Witt Jr. about the World Baseball Classic and when he came in that gold medal game to be a pinch runner, he said it all felt very natural. Wasn't nervous, was just ready to steal a base. And then Vinny Pasquantino, who is as natural in front of a microphone, is very Hosmer-like in his ability to connect with teammates, to form, even if it's not a true let's go hang out type of bond, has a real knack about him as far as creating that artificial, superficial relationship with coworkers, with teammates. Hosmer, Kendrys Morales, two of the best I saw at extending that olive branch to all 25 guys inside the clubhouse. Vinny's confidence, his way with words, his willingness to say, cameras, microphones, I got it. You don't need to talk to Bobby. He's not always the most comfortable with it. You don't need to talk to him. I'll answer your questions and give you a great quote. The confidence of MJ, the superstardom in the DNA of Bobby Witt Jr., the ease, the confidence, the self-assurance of Vinny Pasquantino, but also the humility that Vinny possesses. Those are the reasons why I was never concerned about them, about those hitters. Now, there's a lot more needed for the offense to become truly the type of powerful facet we need them to be. Bobby, MJ, Vinny, Salvi, they must be above average. And then you're going to need a few surprises. But early on this season, Kyle Isbell's been a nice surprise. Nicky Lopez, liking the way he's swinging the bat. Edward Olivares is always ready to do damage. And how about not just the two hits from Franmil Reyes, who now has back-to-back multi-hit games, but how about the hustle? I told you about the infield knock that he got in the second inning. It didn't really highlight the fact that he scored from second base on MJ's double to center. Franmil Reyes busting it tonight. Love to see the hustle from the big fella. Nicky Lopez, as I mentioned, his first multi-hit game of the season. Royals win 10-1. Let's go to Double J. You're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Vern? Hey, what a great series. Went 500. Hey, we'll take that, man. How about Brad Keller tonight, baby? Big Brad Keller pitched a really solid game tonight. And how about this offense finally breaking out, scoring 10 runs? You got to love it. And I'm more hopeful now than I was opening day. And I tell you what, hopefully this is something that can carry us forward. Give the offense confidence. I mean, Vinny, stay hot, baby. MJ, the sky's the limit. The sky can be the limit for all these guys. And I'm pumped. Big series coming up. And let's go get the Braves this weekend, boys.
I like it. I like it, Double J. Yeah, MJ Melendez becomes the second Royal with a 3 RBI night. He drives in 2 with the double in the second inning and another with a single in the fourth. All 3 of those runs driven in with 2 outs. Also, did you guys notice MJ Melendez and Vinny and Bobby, Nikki, them all kind of flashing the peace sign to the dugout. I got to get to the bottom of that. It's like a low-key little peace sign that they're flashing. I don't know if that's... either way, it's good. I'm always pro inside joke, inside hand signal, anything that brings the group closer together, makes it more of a us versus everyone else. Love that mentality. 913-586-7610. Let's run through a few of these text messages. Text message, phone number, it's all the same. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Asking you, do you find yourself more or less hopeful than you were on opening day? 13 games into the season, 5 games below 500. It's odd, but I find myself more hopeful than I was on opening day. From the 620, Verna, more hopeful, at least for tonight. Okay. From the 913, some love for Nicky Lopez. Rally Mantis giving love to Brad Keller, says he'll see everyone at Kauffman Stadium to watch Brady Singer on Friday. From Joey in Grain Valley, he's wondering about Drew Waters, when we going to see him back. Hopefully in about a month. Hopefully mid-May, but certainly by the beginning of June. Thanks for listening, Joey. Scott in Phoenix writes in, good game tonight. 4-9 is always better than 3-10. Third, Brad Keller was good, and the offense finally woke up. Now, instead of asking Singer to stop the bleeding, we hope he can continue the winning trend. Signed, Scott in Phoenix. Yeah, without question, it's nice to hand the ball to your ace and say, keep it going, rather than help us, Brady Singer, you're our only hope. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Here's what Rangers manager Bruce Bochy, the future Hall of Famer, had to say about his starting pitcher, Nate Eovaldi, who takes the loss, giving up 3 runs in the second inning, beaten by the legs of Franmil Reyes, a defensive mistake behind him, the hustle of Nicky Lopez, just a great night up and down the lineup tonight. Boch, what do you got to say after that one?
Yeah, he was sharp in the... In the first inning, second inning, made some good pitches, you know, a couple of infield hits, bad luck there. Then, they get the big hit and, just got some momentum going there. And I think it's fair to say he made a few mistakes and left some off-speed pitches up. But, started out with bad luck more than anything. And, he was a little bit off tonight.
Now you make your own luck, right? Isn't that what winners say? That's right. Text line, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Mike in Omaha. Vern, we need to play Nicky Lopez more. He's a tough out who will take a walk. Yeah, I'm pro Nicky Lopez playing. But I'll be honest, I really haven't had much issue with the lineups that Matt Cotrero has put out there. We'll see. We'll see. I would be more than happy if Nicky Lopez is in the lineup coming up on Friday, playing third base, going up against right-hander Charlie Morton. So, yeah, I agree with you. From the 913, Vern, I too believe that Brad Keller has finally figured it out. You can really tell the difference in his pitching performance this season. A salute to the new pitching coaches. As someone that endlessly downplays the importance of coaching, or maybe put it a little differently, I think they get too much blame, and I think they get too much credit, but I got to give them some credit. I got to give them, sure, Brad Keller, Chris Bubich, they deserve the lion's share of the credit because they're the ones with the experience. They're the ones putting the work in. They're the ones going out there and executing. But the importance of coaching, to me, has never been more evident as it has been over these past few months. Dating back to spring training, of course. From the 816, Vern, I'm definitely more hopeful. The starting pitching is killing it and has exceeded my expectations. Keller, Bubich, they're making early strides, which I have to believe is due to the new pitching coach. Vern, could we very well be on the verge of having a rotation similar to the 2000 Oakland A's? Well, I can't say that yet. You're talking about Zito, Mulder, Hudson? No, I can't say that yet. Okay, Brady Singer, sure. But Keller and Bubich, not yet. I need more than three starts from Brad Keller. I've seen three good starts from Brad Keller. I've seen a good 3 months from Brad Keller. I've seen a good month from Chris Bubich. I need to see a good season. A good start to finish 162-game season from Bubich, from Keller. And then maybe next year, if Keller returns, maybe next year we can talk about a big 1-2-3 at the top of the rotation. Maybe. Few more from the text line. Derek in Rayville writes in, shout out Bobby Witt Jr. swiping three bags. What a great game to wear that note. The fact that he stole three bases. What a great game, Vern, that statistic is on the back burner. Without question. I mean, there's so many things that happened tonight that likely won't be mentioned tomorrow on Fesco in the morning or throughout the day on 610 Sports Radio. Vinny Pasquantino has now reached base safely in 9 straight starts. I mentioned that. But he's also reached base safely in 30 of his last 32 starts. Vinny's the only Royal with the same amount or fewer walks than strikeouts. Vinny tonight, no strikeouts, but he does draw his 8th walk of the season. From the 918, Fern, it's just one game. Calm down. They're still 4-9 and haven't put 2 consistent games back-to-back yet this season. Vern, they're in 4th place. They're in the AL Central, and they're just barely ahead of the worst team in baseball, the Detroit Tigers. All true. Yeah, I'm not going to argue with you. No doubt. That's a very fair attitude to have. You are less hopeful than you were on opening day. I'm not saying you're wrong. Me, I find myself more hopeful because when I look at the upcoming pitching matchups and it's Singer, Bubich, Greinke, that makes me more hopeful today than it would have heading into opening day. Few more. This one from Anthony in Blue Springs. He likes Lopez keeping the line moving. He calls Brad Keller money and says that the young guys showed that they might be turning the corner. Good win tonight, Vern. Thanks for your time. Well, thank you, Anthony. From the 816, Vern, the biggest question of the season has been flat out just how great the starting pitching has been. Offense will sort itself out, but I am definitely more hopeful now than I was on opening day. Yeah, you're right. The biggest question coming into the season was, do they have enough pitching? Starting pitching, relief pitching, do they have enough arms? 13 games in, I can't believe how good I feel about this rotation. I hope it continues. I'm not saying what we've seen over the first 2 weeks will continue for the next 24 weeks. But shoot, I would never have predicted this from this rotation, so I'm just going to continue to enjoy the ride. Hayden in Lenexa writes in, what a win, Vern. Nice to see the bats in full force this evening. And babyface Brad Keller. Wow. Bring on the Braves. That's what a way to wrap it up, Hayden. I like it. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Royals win 10-1. They head home. They're on the plane right now. Chartered flight. Having a good old time. After a 500 road trip, a much-needed 500 road trip after a disastrous season-opening homestand. Well, they're heading home now for another 6-game homestand. 3 against the Braves and then 3 against these same Texas Rangers. It all begins Friday night. Brady Singer on the hill for the good guys going up against Charlie Morton, a fellow right-hander, a cagey veteran right-handed pitcher for the Atlanta Braves. Singer and Morton Friday at 7:10. I'll be on the air live from Craft and Draft beginning at 6 o'clock. Saturday's a 3:10 start. Sunday's at 1:10. I hope to see you out there. If you're coming to a game at the K, swing by Craft and Draft and say hi. Keep me company, please. Thanks to Grant Nicholson for the help back at the studio. Thanks to Blake as well. Thanks to all of you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your night. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.